In some nations, companies can buy and sell the right to pump carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The carbon market, as it's called, started a few years ago in Europe, and it took off fast. It's part of an effort to reduce pollution. In a moment, we'll hear what one Chinese power plant is doing to cut carbon. First, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that, like most every other market, the carbon market is shrinking.
International bureaucrats laid the groundwork for the carbon market by setting up a trading system of carbon credits. In participating countries, the U.S. is not one of them, companies have a limit on how much climate warming carbon dioxide they can emit. They get credits if they come under their cap, credits they can sell to more polluting companies. There's also a system that allows entrepreneurs to generate credits when they reduce emissions somewhere in the world. Say, by building a wind farm in Mexico to replace a coal plant, they can sell those credits to European companies that need them to reduce their carbon footprint. Prices for credits have jumped up and down, but the market grew to about $120 billion last year, and all that trading has created an army of brokers. A lot of them met this week in Washington, D.C. at the Carbon Trade X to talk up their business, even as the price of their commodity crashes.
If we go back 12 months, everybody was very bullish that carbon prices were going to keep taking off, and it was just, you know, to the moon Alice type approach. Now as the recession has hit, what we've seen is people have become much more realistic.
That's Kenneth Ivanick of World Energy, a company that helps develop projects to reduce greenhouse gases and generate carbon credits. He says the recession has not killed the carbon business, but companies are less likely to spend on carbon reduction projects if the price of the credits they get in return is dropping. One reason prices are dropping is that companies are cutting back on manufacturing and are emitting less CO2, so they don't need to buy credits. In fact, a lot of trading companies are now stuck with credits they can't or don't want to sell right now. But there's more to the business than trading CO2 credits.
I'm Rick Sains, and I head the North American Climate Change Practice for Baker & McKenzie.
Sains says law firms like his are doing okay because businesses still need advice about what's in store for the future, especially American businesses.
The fact is, those that have money and capital to deploy, they're looking at clean tech, and they're looking at renewables, and they're looking at climate change as an area of growth in the future.
At present, there's less of a market for carbon in the U.S. because there's no mandatory cap on emissions here, but there could be soon. Congress is weighing legislation to limit carbon emissions and set up a homegrown carbon market here, one that could dwarf the international market. Market analyst Amy Barnes from the company EcoSecurities took a moment away from conference networking to offer some advice to wannabe marketeers.
It's a very sexy industry to get into right now, and there's certainly a lot of interest both from recent grads and from people looking to make a career switch. And I would say be prepared for a little bit of frustration because it's still a very young market and there's a lot to be worked out.
But in this business, you could say that the sky is indeed the limit. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.